This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Today's the day the U.S. Senate is set to vote on a stopgap funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown. Senate approval would send the matter to the House of Representatives for a vote. Lawmakers are trying to beat a looming midnight deadline. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the legislation would maintain current funding levels across government agencies through December 3rd. Senate Republicans earlier this week blocked passage of another measure to avert the shutdown because it also included a provision to suspend the country's long-term debt limit, which they are trying to force Democrats to adopt without Republican support. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans would support a measure that only deals with the funding package to keep the government open into the new fiscal year that starts Friday. Qatar's top diplomat Thursday labeled a recent string of rights abuses in Afghanistan disappointing and called on the Taliban leadership to look to Doha for how to run an Islamic system. The Taliban publicly hung four alleged kidnappers from cranes last week, and older girls are still unable to resume their studies after weeks. Doha has become a key broker in Afghanistan following last month's withdrawal of U.S. forces, helping to evacuate thousands of foreigners and Afghans, engaging the new Taliban rulers, and supporting operations at Kabul Airport. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan discussed deepening defense industry cooperation with Russia during talks with his counterpart Vladimir Putin this week, the Turkish leader was quoted as saying Thursday. Erdogan and Putin held their first face-to-face talks in 18 months in the Black Sea resort of Sochi Wednesday, with the Syrian conflict high on their agenda. The Turkish leader told journalists they discussed plane motors, warplanes, boats, and submarines. This is VOA News. Melbourne's COVID-19 cases surged to record levels Thursday, with officials blaming illegal home gatherings to watch a key sporting event for the spike as a hard lockdown to combat the spread of the Delta variant neared 2 months. Authorities in Victoria, home to Melbourne, estimated nearly a third of Thursday's new infections could be traced back to home parties last weekend to watch the Australian Rules football grand final on television. The record cases in Victoria come as the federal government decided Thursday to phase out its emergency financial support for businesses impacted by the lockdowns. Researchers have discovered that COVID-19 can negatively affect the organ that produces insulin, making some patients more susceptible to develop diabetes. A study conducted by scientists at the University of Siena in Italy shows that the virus attacks the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas by targeting an enzyme of the surface of those cells. A separate study conducted at New York's Weill Cornell Medicine found that COVID-19 also attacks insulin-producing beta cells and makes them less able to produce insulin, the hormone that regulates the body's glucose levels. In other COVID developments, Russia reports its highest death toll for a third day in a row as the highly infectious Delta variant and slow vaccination rates take their toll. The Vatican announced that effective this Friday, all of its employees must show proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have tested negative for the virus. Meanwhile, a privately run hospital in the southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina fired about 175 employees across 15 hospitals and 800 clinics this week for failing to comply with its vaccine mandate, one of the largest cases of mass termination over the issue. And joblessness is set to rocket in Britain when the government ends its furlough program Thursday, which has kept millions of private sector workers in jobs during the pandemic, with the government paying the bulk of their wages. Klára Dobrev has emerged as the frontrunner in a joint opposition bid to unseat Hungary's prime minister, Viktor Orbán, in 2022 elections. Partial results of an opposition primary showed Thursday. The 49-year-old lawyer is in a close race with Budapest leftist mayor Gergely Keresztan. Dobrev's candidacy raises the prospect of Hungary's first female prime minister. Preliminary results from the first round of the primary elections are expected later Thursday. And lava from the erupting volcano on La Palma in the Canary Islands has already covered more than 25 acres at sea, experts said Thursday. This after it began cascading into the ocean 36 hours ago. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.